the low pressure wave and trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere that combined has been responsible for the nasty rainy weather over the weekend will start to slide off the eastern seaboard today. Left behind, though, still plenty of low clouds, fog, and drizzle, and scattered rain showers that will take their time to depart. Still, as they do, we'll gradually see the clouds break up to reveal some sunshine today in spots. Although, with the cool pool of air still overhead, that will only generate instability, leading to more billowing clouds and scattered showers and a few thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures with the limited sunshine should manage to get into the middle and upper 70s, with a few spots touching the 80-degree mark. This activity will wind down after sunset, and it'll be partly cloudy overnight. With the low-level moisture still in place, areas of dense fog will form as lows drop back into the 60s. We should start out dry on Tuesday. With a front approaching from the northwest, clouds will begin to increase, and we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of this front as it slides our way. High temperatures will be closer to seasonal averages and mainly in the lower 80s. That front and the trough of low pressure associated with it will still be nearby on Wednesday, with an even better chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. At this point, we'll see a bit of a pattern change toward drier weather. With mostly sunny skies, we'll be back into the middle and upper 70s on Thursday, and a good chance at a dry day on Friday and a small risk of showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds again in the middle and upper 70s. High pressure looks like it'll hang on into Saturday with more sunshine near 80 before scattered showers arrive again on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will develop once again along and near a stationary front from the southeast to parts of the central and southern plains as moisture pools along the front. The associated heavy rain will create mainly localized areas of flash flooding, with urban areas, roads, and small streams the most vulnerable along the southeast coast and over parts of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, monsoon moisture will stream into the southwest and the southern Rockies through tomorrow. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall with these thunderstorms, and parts of central New Mexico are under flash flood watches. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog, 54 degrees with a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility with drizzle and fog, 62 degrees, the dew point 62, 100% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs back into the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature, 65, that's 9 degrees below normal. Another 1.03 inches of rain yesterday for the month now, 6.86 inches, which is 4.25 inches above normal, and 21.97 inches for the year, which is now 82 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 63. The record high, 97, set in 1904, and the record low, 47, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m., sunset this evening 8:28 p.m., 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, becoming partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs around 80. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, staying mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s with a late-day scattered shower or thunderstorm. A chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny on Thursday in the mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower Friday, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny near 80 on Saturday. And a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower or storm Sunday. And highs in the upper 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.